Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to blah 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 71st episode of Truth the Size.
Welcome. It works.
What?
Blah 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 blah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just had like a brain.
Were you gonna say something else, and then you were like, you got stuck saying?
I got stuck saying. I just went with it. Just roll with it.
Just like verbal diarrhea. Yeah, you just like didn't know what's going on.
That's what it was, y'all.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode blah 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 71 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Oh, it's Joel. Joel Hernandez. That's who it is. Yeah. Okay. And Alvin Martinez. That was pretty sick, man.
Oh, nice. Thanks, man.
Damn. Shit. I don't even need the sound. Yeah, I don't even need the soundboard anymore. We've got a good show for you guys this week. We have quite an eventful week of news to share with you.
Yeah, we do.
With some very Toronto specific news that is sure to make your jaw drop. And we are going to spend the remainder of the show breaking down each and every single mother effing thing you need to know about Saturday's shoe haul. Two haul, the second one. Anything you want to know about merch, the venue, the events, who's going to be there? We're going to talk about every single little detail because this drops on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're speaking in the future right now. So
you might be in line listening to this.
That would be really cool. If you're in line listening to this, when we show up, just give us a high five. When you see us, just give us a high five and we'll know what it means.
We'll know what it means. Yeah.
We'll know that you were listening.
Give us a high 10. Like ask for specifically
both.
For a 10.
Two hands,
both. No, one up, one down.
Well,
a high five and a low five.
Oh, okay. And then put your hand away when you go for the low five.
And then we'll
really know.
Then we'll know that you were listening while waiting in line.
Too slow. Too slow.
But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
Nice. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Super Like Saiyan.
Ooh, yeah.
Very cool name there, bud.
Yeah, man.
He says, first of all, he says, oh shit, you guys just like my photo. Thanks.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, we did.
It was free to do it, so we did it. Next, his question for the fire round is, would you guys trade in your whole collection for your top five grails?
Whoa.
So, at first, I think at face value, it sounds easy. Like, I'm not trading in 100-plus pairs for five, but this is, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, depends on your top five, because value-wise or hard-to-get-wise, that could be a pretty fair trade.
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why is that?
Because a lot of the pairs in my collection now, I've either had experiences in, created memories in, and have like really good sentimental value. And that feeling of like being able to get one of your top five or one of your grails or whatever, it's dope, man.
Yeah, very true.
It feels
so you like
so
the hunt
good.
Just as much as the actual shoe.
Hell yeah.
Man. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I would enjoy the five as much as I would do the 100. Or no, I don't have 100 pairs right now, but
however,
I already have in my collection. You know what I mean? Like, I like the variety. I like being able to be like, have a debate with myself in the morning. I'm like, nah, this look better. Oh, shit, you have these? You're rocking these today, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, I like that debate. I like just, you know, and then some of the shoes are just like, I look at them, I'm like, oh, yeah, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, it's just, it's cool, man. I can't get rid of some of them, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, because then what are you going to wear, like, on a regular day?
Yeah,
are you going to bust out, pairs? Like, some friggin', like, Amsterdam Air Max 1s on, like, a random Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah.
No.
As much as it would be cool, but, like, come on. Like, you need to have a daily,
because I still want to like flex somehow, but like a subtle flex.
You know, you need a subtle flex, like dressing nice, kind of.
Even though today I wore like my fucking Sean Witherspoon's.
Sheesh. Yeah, I saw that.
But no one knew what the fuck they were. They're like, dope.
It's kind of refreshing.
Like, they liked them. Like, yeah. People at my house were like, yo, those are nice. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, dope. I'm like, cool, man. Thanks, man. Cool.
Thanks. They're pretty expensive.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, thanks, man. So, but yeah, I don't know. I just, and that feeling too, man. You can't replace that feeling of like,
I agree. Of finally getting, yeah.
You know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joel, would you be able to do it?
I'm in the same boat too, because there's a lot of like sentimental, like, you know, like attachments to pairs, and it's like to let those go, like for a top five. Like, I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
No,
I don't think I could pull the trigger.
No,
no. Like, even though it's like very enticing too.
Yeah, because yeah. As you think about it, you're
at
like,
first
you
I was know? Like, fuck yeah,
it's like, yeah, man. But then you're gonna realize, shit, man. Like. That I did this one. In these shoes, and like, you know one. What I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's, for me, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I see a lot of shoes behind you. Would you trade all of Jomar's pairs?
Yeah, for man. For real. All these Kyries, like, gone. See you later. Give me top five Kyries.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to agree with you guys as much as sure all of us want the pairs in our top five.
Yeah.
It took us, for me, 10 plus years, for you guys even longer, yeah, to get all these shoes to give it away just for... Yeah. There's no fun in that. Yeah. Like you said, the thrill of the hunt, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Super Like Saiyan, Mr. Goku himself, for submitting that Fire Round question. If you would like to submit a question for the Fire Round and have us answer it on the podcast, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS Picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Cute.
That was nice, man.
Tried to match your thing.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Just cute.
Scoop, cute.
Nice, man. A little bit of like 808s going in there. And because I went last in the fire round, I'm going to go first on the CGS picks. And my pick this week, speaking of Kyries, since we just got off speaking of Jomar's plethora of Kyries there, my pick is the Kyrie 5 X Bandulu collaboration. So I will be the first to admit that I had no idea what, who, or how a Bandulu is. But once I saw the post on Instagram, I did a little bit of digging. And apparently they are a clothing brand based in Boston, and their specialty is upcycling, which is essentially thrifting or finding older clothing or shoes or what have you, and repurposing it and then sending it back out into the world.
True.
So what their signature is they will say they'll buy or they'll find or they'll thrift or whatever a vintage Nike t-shirt with just – it's like a navy Nike t-shirt with a little swoosh there. They'll – distress it and they'll make it look old or tattered, but it's actually just embroidered. So instead of actual paint splatters, they embroider, hand stitch actually, paint splatters on it, which is, it actually looks really freaking cool when you see it up close. I'm probably doing a horrible job explaining it verbally, but yeah, so the shoes look exactly like that. So if you look at the shoes, they look like they were used as a painter's shoe. They've got like paint splatters all over them. They've got like the cup like coaster cup, mark on it, which is pretty cool. But if you look closer, it's all embroidered detailing, which is, I think, really cool.
It is.
Yeah. Super cool. They've got like the hand stitched looking Kyrie Irving across the tongue lace area. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, they've got the same thing, like the Nike and the basketball street couture label on the back heel, which also has the hand-stitched look. So these are really, really cool. I looked at the Bandulu site, and the stuff is really, really expensive.
I would imagine it to be.
Yeah.
Like it's hand-stitched, right? So a Nike t-shirt is costing you like 130 US-ish.
Yeah.
Merp.
Nice stuff, but I'll stick to Value Village.
No, thank
you very much.
Yeah.
Stick to actual paint splatters.
I'll just put real paint on it. That's easier. Facts. Cheaper for me. Mm-hmm. But if you are interested in these, they're dropping this month on the 27th. Nothing else going on that day, so.
Might as well line up for that.
Might as well line up for that.
You did.
For 130 USD, I think Kyrie's are like what, 170, 180 Canadian.
Yeah, they went up a little bit.
That's they did okay, go up though. A little bit, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
good. But yeah, cool shoe. I would call these a scoop. If I needed a new basketball shoe, I think it would be these.
Nice.
Let's go Jalvin next.
Jalvin.
What up, Jalvin?
Yo. So my pick is the Quick Strike Nike Air Max 90 in the Viotech colorway.
Damn.
So, like, that's what I said when I first saw them. So essentially, the colorway is based off of the Nike Dunk Low that will also be returning this year.
Allegedly.
I don't know. It says here in the fall. Oh, okay. So
I thought it was a rumor, but hopefully it's confirmed. I mean,
if they say it's coming out, it's coming out. Yeah. Hopefully. Cool. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say about this sneaker. Like, just it's the Viotech colorway, man. Like,
yeah, man.
Beautiful. It's, and the suede honestly looks so butter. Just that royal blue with the green and the pink and the yellow and the
everything.
What else do I got to say?
Yeah.
So these are dropping the 25th. Ooh. So 2 days after nothing happens.
2 days before. Or nothing
2 days
happens.
Before nothing before, happens.
Yeah.
2 days before nothing and 2 days after today, which is also nothing.
Yes. They're going to retail for $140. So I'm going to assume that's like 195 CAD.
That's a good estimate.
Yeah. Yep.
Good conversion there.
Yeah, these would definitely be a hella scoop. Whoop-de-whoop. If they weren't a Quick Strike and if these weren't going
to
be
they were actually possible to get.
And if these people who don't know what Viotechs are hated them. But since that's not going to happen, I'm just going to admire them.
Well, up until this year, Viotechs were worthless, really. Well, the year before,
I guess. Real talk, though.
And then Virgil wore them, I think. And Travis might have worn them, too. And then all of a sudden, it was like, everyone wants a Viotech dunk. And now they're coming back.
They're coming back again.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. For just really quickly on this shoe, I think it's too much blue for me.
Yeah?
Like, I can't imagine a Viotech in my mind for some reason right now. But I don't think there's this much blue, is there? It's just because of the Air Max 90 has that massive mudguard. See. But it looks like a lot of blue and it's very, very royal. Like the whole blue and yellow gives me Golden State vibes there.
They just switched around the colors. So the blue on the Viotech Dunk is on the toe box.
Oh, so it's a little bit smaller panel.
It's a smaller panel, but they move the colors around a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
But there is also like a lot more red and pink on the
Dunk. I think that's the vibes that I have in my mind. Yeah. But they are a cool shoe. I do like them. It just, if I saw it without the Viotech name attached to it, I wouldn't associate with Viotech right away. Like I did for sure with the Aleli made ones.
Those were
spitting image.
Hey, Viotech.
Yeah. These ones, they just look like almost like a what the to me, to be honest.
Yeah. And this one, they don't have red on it.
Yeah.
I just realized. Yeah. Whereas, or orange. I don't know if it's a dark orange on the Dunk. Mm-hmm. Or
it's like it's like a deep orange, right?
Yeah. But these don't have any. Maybe the laces. Ooh, cut the check. Shocking.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
About it.
I'm down with the Dunks. I think I'm gonna get the Dunks later this year. Yeah. I've slept more than enough times on those at the outlets. And
they're at the outlet. Oh my gosh,
like $69.99 at the outlet.
Should have.
And then I was like, it's not an SB, so I don't want it. Oh, 17-year-old Lawrence, you're an idiot. Joel, what do you have?
Okay, so my pick is the Nike Air Ghost Racer Retro in the Royal and Aqua colorway.
It's a cool name.
To be specific. I don't remember these dropping back in 99, 2000. I don't know if we got them up here in Canada, but these are freaking dope. You got like... predominantly like a bluish upper with the black, it's black nubuck actually on the underlays and stuff like that. It's got like a lower, the swoosh is more lower, closer to the
like dropped down
closer
bit.
To the midsole. It's on
makes
a white
look,
midsole
makes it look very fast.
Man, like you're running quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, these drop on the 27th. Like again, like something's going on that day, but
that's a busy day.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
But,
not for me.
I'm sleeping in.
Y'all tripping.
Sleeping in.
Y'all tripping.
But yeah, these drop on the 27th. There's really no price yet. But these are a definite scoop if I can get my hands on them after the trip.
The trip.
Yeah.
Or maybe on the trip.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh,
maybe. Maybe it's, yeah, it's like a, about a month away. Maybe, so maybe I'll let the outlet
who
by
knows,
then.
Man? Who knows? Mm.
Yeah. These look like a Haven shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
a shoe yeah.
A Haven would
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
For real.
And facts. There'd be no hype and it would just sit there. So I think
hopefully.
You're good.
Hopefully.
These are pretty cool though.
Sweet. Next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we would discuss. Sorry, the mic. Where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, someone in Toronto paid $1 million for sneakers.
What?
You heard me right, gentlemen.
What sneaker was it?
Someone in Toronto, I'm going to say it again, was someone in Toronto paid $1 million for sneakers.
Was it someone that works at OD?
No.
Oh, okay.
For one pair of sneakers?
Let me elaborate. Sotheby's, is that how you say it?
Sotheby's.
That auction house somewhere.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Stadium Goods teamed up to sell 100 of the rarest and most sought-after pairs of shoes on the planet ever in existence, which included Eminem Carhartt 4s, Derek Jeter 11s, but the high ones, where there is 5 pairs worldwide, 2 pairs of auto-lacing mags, more.
Jesus.
A Toronto man who apparently collects art, cars, like just expensive shit, bought 99 of the 100 pairs.
Jeez.
What?
Yes.
Why did he just leave one pair?
So I have the answer to that question.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm glad you set me up very nicely. The auction house wouldn't let him buy the 100th pair outright. Because the 100th pair was an original waffle racer from 1972.
Oh, damn,
and it's the only unworn pair in existence.
Damn.
Remaining. There was only, I think, 12 actually made.
That's like the OG, OG,
the
OG.
Very OG of the OG. So they wanted those ones to be auctioned separately.
Holy shit.
By themselves, and they wouldn't let him buy that one. I think they said just that one alone is expected to fetch upwards of 150,000 US doll hairs.
Y'all crazy
so
for that one.
The man who purchased the shoe apparently wants to set them up museum style.
Thank you.
In his house or something like that.
No, I don't want to
yeah, in his house or somewhere that he owns. And open it up to family and friends and I would assume paying enthusiasts.
I'm not paying for that.
But that's crazy, man.
Toronto.
That's what's really going on with Toronto, man?
Jeez.
I mean, we out here, though.
$1 million on 99 pairs of shoes.
Yo, man is out here spending $1 million.
That is probably US dollar as well. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
what would you buy with $1 million right now? Go.
Not shoes.
Okay, I don't want to know what you wouldn't buy. I wouldn't buy a toothbrush. Yeah. Like, are we just going to list the things we wouldn't buy?
I'd buy my Jeep.
You'd buy a Jeep.
Right? I wouldn't buy a G-Wagon. It would still
Jeep,
be a Jeep.
Wrangler Sahara Edition.
Rubicon. I think that's the most expensive one.
Okay.
With some dope-ass rims. And then, like,
spinners.
Soup it up.
Spinners.
Everything. And then I would buy a nice house in
Grimsby.
Where all 3 families could fit.
Okay.
Maybe 4. We'll ask Lace if she wants to move out here, but probably not.
Yeah.
She's a downtown gal.
She is.
And then we'd probably go to Disney a bunch of times.
Yeah, we'd just buy.
Yeah.
Or like I would buy Disney. Yeah. No.
Buy Disney.
That's all it costs.
With $1 million.
Less than $1 million now because you already bought a bunch of shit. You got like 40 grand left and you want to buy Disney.
Good. Yeah. Okay. No? I could buy the entrance.
Yeah.
Just
the
gate. Just
you can buy like 4 tickets. 4 one-day passes, as we've learned. Joel, $1 million, what would you buy? Is it 99 pairs of shoes?
No.
No.
I would buy like a 24-karat gold C-3PO costume. Like real gold.
Nice.
And I would walk around like...
That, surprisingly, sounds like a better investment
than
99 pairs of sneakers.
And then you would charge people $5 for every picture they want to take.
Yeah, yes. For real.
You could be one of those guys who stands downtown on the street corner, but you're just like much more elite.
But in the shade, though.
Yeah, because it would be super hot.
Be hot, though, man.
Well, shit, I can't follow that up. I don't even know what I would buy with $1 million after that. Probably just a house, something boring, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not Grimsby. Actually, $1 million doesn't get you much anywhere closer than Grimsby.
I know, so. Man.
Yo, you could probably buy Grimsby, dog.
Shit, yeah, for real. Rename it like...
Yeah, and then people could be paying you taxes, rename so it technically grimy. It's an investment.
Yeah, rename it Grimsby.
Grimsby.
Next up, Adidas is selling 99 cent sneakers for $200.
Copped.
So Adidas, as we mentioned last week, tried to sell their Arizona collaboration for 99 cents each.
They did that on purpose.
In New York.
Yeah.
And much to the surprise of, let me check, absolutely nobody, there was massive crowds and the NYPD canceled the release. I know.
Such a surprise.
They thought it was going to be like a regular convenience store, like three people walk in, like, ding, ding, can I get a pair of sneakers, please? So they're now going to release the shoes online for a cool $200.
True.
Alvin, what did you say there as soon as I introduced it? What do you think that...
it was a marketing scheme for sure.
Think so?
First, dog. Everyone's mother, father, sister, brother...
Who else?
Grandmother.
What else?
Grandfather.
And?
Great-grandfather. Cousin.
Great, great.
Cousin's cousin. Cousins once removed. Definitely lined up for that shit. People probably flew in from China, from Africa, from every fucking country.
What other countries do you know?
Philippines, Portugal, Korea, Japan.
This guy said Philippines, Portugal, like he's not Filipino and his wife's not Portuguese. That's what he started with.
I mean, come on now. It was definitely like a marketing scheme because who's not going to want to try to buy...
Anyone on the street would have just walked up and be like, cool.
Like a collabo.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, collabo.
Even if you don't care about shoes whatsoever. Like, I could imagine my uncle who, doesn't even know, what shoes are.
Yo, I just walked in for the iced tea.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I just wanted an Arizona, but I'll take shoes for the same price.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can buy 20 Arizonas with that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's just, yeah. I agree with you. I think it was a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
And honestly, a pretty good one.
And they probably told the cops,
shut it
down.
Don't
worry, we're not selling anything. You guys can shut it down.
We don't even have any shoes here.
There's nothing in the truck.
Those are just the boxes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that truck driving away.
It's just an Arizona truck.
Yeah, it's honestly an empty truck. It's just a U-Haul with it's a U-Haul with a wrap.
Yeah.
I agree. Definitely a marketing ploy and a good one at that. Yeah, and now those $200 shoes that probably wouldn't have moved online will absolutely sell out.
Yeah.
Smart move by Adidas. If in fact this conspiracy theory is true. Mm-hmm. Next up, Nike is countersuing Kawhi Leonard over his claw logo.
I'm not mad at that.
That's right. The getter is getting got, my friend. So Nike is alleging that Kawhi is trying to take credit. Yeah, that's what Nike's doing right now. For their designer's work. So Kawhi said, I designed it.
Yeah.
And Nike's like, no, son, you did not. So did you guys see the drawing? Did we all see that? Yeah. So it looked like Kawhi traced his own hand on a piece of paper while he was sitting in a San Diego State University classroom with the wrong hand. Like, it looked like he traced it with his left. Like, it was not a good even tracing.
It's like bubbly.
And it's very fat. Like, you know when your kid makes a turkey out of a hand? It looked like that without the feathers.
Yeah.
And then we're also just super salty because he left. and then he wrote like the K and the L within his traced drawing. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is there. Like, you can see a little bit of the inspo. But Nike says that when he brought it to them, they did a huge rework on it. And if you put the picture side by side, there is similarities, but Nike definitely upgraded it from what Kawhi came with.
Yeah.
So Nike is also stating that Leonard has been using and reproducing the logo without the consent of Nike, which seems true because he keeps wearing the claw on a bunch of his own merch.
Yeah.
This will be an interesting development. I hope we get to cover this on a weekly or bi-weekly basis because I love this scandal that we're dealing with right now with our ex-compatriot, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Yep. And the news that just broke today, breaking news today on Saturday, no one's going to care about it. Zion signed with the Jordan brand today, officially.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I agree. I was going to ask you guys, what do you think of that whole thing? Because I thought that the blowout with the Kyries might have hindered it a little bit. But
PGs.
Was it PGs?
Yeah, PGs.
Whatever he blew
PG2s.
Through.
PG2s, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Whatever he blew through. Mm. Wasn't it a Kyrie?
No, it was a PG, and then he switched back to Kyrie.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing the 4 for a bit.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Whatever shoe he blew through,
mm-hmm.
I think you're right. It was a PG.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that might hinder the possible potential relationship between the two.
Yeah.
Clearly not.
Yo, Vivek, if they're cutting that check, you're signing, bro.
Yeah,
very true. So I do have the numbers. It's allegedly, because the deal is not public, but from an industry insider, they believe it to be a 7-year, $75 million contract.
What? My dude's making $10 million a
week? Yeah, a year.
That's
crazy. And that same insider also noted that they that if he were drafted by LA or New York, they could easily see that deal being upwards of $100 million.
Well, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So that sucks a little bit. That's $35 million. That he could have bought, what's 99 times 3 with an extra $30 million? He could have bought like 297 shoes with that $30 million. No, that's only $3 million. Damn, he could have bought a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
With that $30 million.
300 pairs at least.
Yeah, like a lot. Like at least 100. We know that by now. But yeah, do you guys think the deal makes sense? Like, did you see the advertisements today that they dropped? Like,
I've seen some of them, yeah.
They're making him seem like, well, he is pretty good, I guess, but like the second coming, like Michael Jordan 2.0. Like he's...
Like Kingdom Come or
something. Yeah, it says Kingdom Come on like the branding and the advertisements. Like,
by LeBron.
Well, he was just Nike. Joking. So it's. I think that's why it's smart. Yeah, but
that's why, like... Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it's going to work really well for Nike/Jordan, which is the exact same fucking company. But like Jordan brand didn't really have a face.
No.
They just signed, what's his face?
Tatum.
Tatum. Thank you. But their face really, the one that I can think of was Melo, but I mean, stay Melo, right? He's gone as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's been Russell Westbrook really.
Westbrook.
But he doesn't really have that punch, like the selling power that a Zion definitely would. So I think it makes a lot of sense because they have enough big names on Nike sportswear, or sorry, Nike basketball. This is a dope move by them, I think. And for him, it seems like a no-brainer.
Well, he's a high flyer too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man.
That's why it made sense.
He's like a highlight reel.
Yeah. Exactly. Like every single poster, and he's going to be wearing Jordans.
He's like
Jordans.
Blake Griffin, right? That's why they signed Blake.
Yeah, same idea. High flyer too.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin was the face for a while.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll give him his own signature shoe right away.
Maybe they'll take the risk. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Who knows, bro?
Just go all out.
If they're like, going all out and calling us like the second coming or the kingdom or
kingdom
whatever.
Come,
like,
yeah.
You know, who knows?
They've got a couple months. They could
the Zion
whip something
one.
Up really quick.
Yeah.
The Air Zion 1.
Ooh.
That could be a thing.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll be the Air Zion 1.
Or just the Air Zion?
Air Zion. The Zion 1. The AZ 1.
Ooh.
The Z 1.
Ooh.
I'm going to say all these now, so if they choose any of them, I can be like, I knew it!
Told you guys.
Okay, everyone, guys. Really quickly, what's your guess of what the shoe's name will be? I'm going to say Air Zion 1. The most obvious one.
The Z-Dub.
Ooh. Ooh.
I like that. Zion Williamson, Z-Dub. Yeah. Z-Dub? No, if he was Canadian.
The Air Z-Dub from Air Jordan. Side effects, you may jump really high.
Joel, what's the shoe going to be called?
It's going to be called the Zion.
Cool, man.
Zion Uno.
Well, that was a great answer. Next up, put on that C-3PO outfit, man. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Anything to report this week, gentlemen? I don't think that I have anything.
Yeah.
What do you got?
The Addy color.
Oh, yes. That's correct.
Event.
Thank you.
That we participated in.
Last week. High school Ovens here.
So essentially, we received an email from the good people over at Adidas Canada, and it was for an art installment that they got four artists to create like a bedroom or like a living space.
Yeah, living space
with their art.
Yeah.
Slash like their style of art in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially, it's helping to promote the Addy color,
collection.
Yeah. That they're coming out with.
Yeah.
So it's like all the artists, picked a color, that they would create and use for the rooms that they were creating. So there was blue, red, yellow, and orange. All different styles, all different kinds of rooms. There was like a bedroom, there was a living space, there was like a desk, and then there was like another living space. Dope, dope spot. Dope, like, installation.
Dope event, just in
dope
general.
Dope event, yeah. Nice, yeah. And they were also giving out t-shirts with designs from each of the artists as well.
Yeah, which is that'd be cool as being a, like a local Toronto artist and getting an Adidas t-shirt with your logo on it. Like, that would be
sick. And then
sick.
You just see someone random rocking your artistry. Crazy. Ridiculous. Food was dope, obviously, because that's what I go for.
Yep, the hors d'oeuvres, my friend.
The hors d'oeuvres. And yeah, it was also a cool spot. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like an art gallery.
Yeah.
And yeah, really, really fun. It was me, myself, L Dog, and Keith, Kuya Joel couldn't make it. But
so we just replaced him with smaller Kuya Joel.
Yeah, smaller Kuya Joel.
Proxy.
Man, proxy.
It was cool. It was chill. It was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It kind of reminded me of the same concept as Sneak Easy.
Yeah.
Where they gave like Toronto individuals of stature their a specific shoe, and then they had to theme a room after it.
Yeah.
But this one was cool because it was all technically one big room split up.
Mm. Like, yeah, like it was literally just like,
yeah, the floor all the way up to the walls, and then the roof was all split by color. Yeah.
Nice.
So it was really cool to see it all in like the same.
It was a different crowd too, I would say.
Yeah, it was like very artsy.
You saw some of the, you know, regular,
the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the usual suspects, but it was really a lot of like the artsy crowd, like a lot of artists, I would say.
Yeah,
nice.
Because they did have a panel just so that the artists could talk about like their struggles and what they're going through as an artist and all that good stuff. So it was pretty cool to hear.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. I had a good time. Cool. Thank you, Adidas. That was a really good time. Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot. It's been a busy week.
Gotcha.
Next up, EEE. Errors, edits, and e-messages.
Aww.
We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed. First up, we got a message from Jay from Laced.
Yo.
Is it from Laced? No, sorry. Jay from 306 to 3 Jay from 30 Time.
Yeah.
30 Time. From Time.
From Time.
Jay from Time.
Jay from
Our friend Jay.
Jay.
It's from Jay.
Kuya Jay.
Yeah.
Kuya J.
He lives in Hamilton. That
H-Town
one.
H-Town J.
That one. H-Town J.
The only J saying that matters is in Hamilton.
J from H-Town. that one. Mm-hmm. He hit us up, and his EE was essentially just a photo of an Arizona can with the price tag, and it says $1.29.
I've seen those.
Yes.
But those are for the special ones, I think. No?
I think it might just be the Canadian pricing.
Oh, true. With taxes in.
Maybe.
No, but
I don't even know,
man. 113.
Because it's funny, he sent it and I opened it and I was drinking in Arizona at that time. Shout out to Arizona. And I looked at it and I was like, shit, it does say 129.
Yeah.
Like mine said 129 too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we have to go do some market research and walk to the Rabba over there and just see if they're all 129 or if some of them are 99 cents. Yeah. If anyone knows the answer, if Arizona, if you're listening to this, Mr. Arizona, just let us know what's up with the pricing.
Can I ask you a question though? Have you ever been thirsty and only had $1.29?
I have.
Grab an Arizona. Now, $1.29 at your local convenience store.
Why are you punching it?
I'm like, that's what I do to Arizona is after I drink it. Punch it into the recycling bin because we're green like that.
Green.
Oh. I was just stalling because I had to pull it up. That's our first sound effect this week.
That was good.
Next up, good friend of the show. We'll see him on Saturday for sure. Mostly because he's working with us, but also because he wants to be there. Ahmad, Mr. AO444, good friend of the show. He sent in a message this week and it said, bro, you're going to find this hilarious. I am not ashamed to admit that I have some pretty bad road rage, but I have an incredible solution. Listening to True to Size. For some reason, that keeps me distracted from the annoying shit on the road and makes my drives a lot more calm and relaxed.
Nice.
That was surprising because Jill says my voice is just the most annoying. So I'm glad that Ahmad thinks that we are relaxing and calming.
Soothing.
Very calm. Next up. Next up is thumbs up, thumbs down. Oh. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we are allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week, the topic is customs. Alvin.
Up.
Joel.
Way up.
Down for me. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's NSR, not sneaker-related topic, is coming from Mr. Joel Hernandez.
You.
Joel, okay. Lay it on us.
All right, so there's that viral, there's that video that's going viral right now of your pops, Tom Brady, standing on a cliff with his daughter. Ready to jump, and they jump, but it just seemed like she was very hesitant, and he just pulled her.
That is hilarious,
and she just flops into the.
Have you not seen it, Alvin?
No,
that was a good explanation by Joel.
But she just like like
they
into
look
the water,
like they're spending a nice family afternoon in a private resort in Costa Rica.
Is that where?
I don't know where it is. Some expensive ass place where they have their own waterfall.
It's like a cliff.
Yeah, and they're on a little bit cliff, maybe 30 feet up. Mm-hmm. We'll say, and they're about to jump. They're hand in hand with his maybe like 13, I'll guess, year old daughter, and they're kind of doing like a one.
They're like, you're talking
two, and three, and then Mr. Tom Brady, the GOAT, never ever gonna be topped in the history of ever, jumps, and his daughter seems a little bit hesitant.
Yeah.
So she doesn't jump right at the same time as him. So she gets a little bit of a yank.
Yeah.
And you see her neck kind of go woo, and get cocked back a little bit. But she obviously wanted to be there. She was up on the hill. And then they make it into the water, and they're fine, and everyone's happy. And he posted it on Instagram, so she obviously didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
But what's your question?
My question is, like, just like all the questions, do you guys think that's bad parenting? Like,
no.
I don't know. A lot of people are like...
I think it's ridiculous. I saw it on Six Buzz today with the caption, is this bad parenting? And I was like, come on, man. Mm. Like, I don't think it's bad parenting.
I don't
think
so.
She obviously wanted to be there. He didn't push her.
No.
Like, he didn't, like, RKO her. She wanted to be up there. You're holding hands, and if he jumps, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
If they're hand in hand.
It's like, not like he could stop in midair.
Yeah, he's not, like, he's the GOAT. Don't get me wrong. But he, as far as I know, cannot hover yet.
Yes.
So once he's going, he's going.
Yeah.
And if he's going, she's going with him. So I think it's all right.
She's fine.
She's fine. That's all we know. So it must not be bad parenting.
I mean, as long as her neck isn't bust.
No.
She doesn't have no bruises from like a belly flop or something.
No, she's good. She's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's
all right. There's like maybe a little bit of a rough landing in the water, but
whatever.
Oh, she's fine, man.
She's good, man.
She's fine.
I think that all of that is, she's rich. She'll
about to get a Range Rover for her 14th birthday. 14th
yeah, exactly.
Range Rover.
Sorry for unbirthing you on the internet, babe.
Babe. Tom Brady would be the one to call his daughter babe.
Hey, babe.
You want a range? Let's just end this right now because this is just disgusting. Next up, promos, which is also going to lead into our main discussion. So it's all going to be one thing. Promos. As we were talking before,
this whole thing's a promo.
There's a couple there's a couple things happening on July 27th this week, this Saturday, the day this drops. There's a Kyrie Bandulu.
Yeah.
There's a Ghost Racer.
Super cool name.
Royal Ghost Racer.
It's 2 days before a Sarah McLachlan concert on Monday.
Oh, shit.
So you have to prepare.
That lady?
Yeah. I don't know what that was, but
that lady?
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
No, that's not her.
Pave Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot. That's a good song. Maybe.
Is that Sarah McLachlan?
I don't know.
Probably not. Yo, that.
Is that Sarah McLachlan?
All our listeners, we know you listen to Sarah McLachlan.
I'm not ashamed to say this.
Sarah McLachlan.
Another track. That's a good karaoke track.
Though. I could go for a good Sarah McLachlan track right now. Maybe I'll be there. I think I might need Saturday to prepare for Monday, which is the Sarah McLachlan concert.
Yeah, man.
But unfortunately, we cannot line up for the Kyries. We cannot line up for the Ghost Racers. We cannot mentally prepare ourselves for a Sarah McLachlan concert on Monday because we are busy with Alvin.
Chihuahua.
Correct. That. So, Saturday.
Chihuahua.
The second one. Mm-hmm. It's taking place on July 27th, mm-hmm. this Saturday, the day you're listening to this. So if you're listening to this and you're not there, loser.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Especially all our family in the UK.
Yeah, you better get your butts over.
You better
here.
Be fast in line, all right? just joking, guys. I love you.
So I want to just kind of, because we're getting a lot of messages on Instagram. We started posting the merch. We started posting mm-hmm. like everything, a lot of like more intricate details Woo-hoo! Of the day. Yeah. So I kind of want to just run through everything that's going to happen that day. We can talk about merch. We can talk about favorite pieces. We can talk about how we want everything to run. Mm-hmm. And then next week, I think we will do a recap
yeah.
and see if yeah. anything we wanted to happen actually happened. Probably not.
Probably not.
Alvin's a little bit excited. He's hyperventilating a little bit. but yeah, so I think first we will start with the merch.
Yeah.
So I think maybe each of us will just choose a piece and we'll go around and we'll just describe it and introduce it. And that should get us through everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll go first because I'm wearing a piece of the merch. Ooh. I'll do the one that I am wearing, which was announced today, which is Tuesday, which is True Size Tuesday, which is the gray 3M True to Size short sleeve champion t-shirt. That's a mouthful. Yeah. So it's the first time we've ever done anything true to size, which is super cool to me.
Yeah, man.
So it's the true to size font that you've seen on the podcast thumbnail, I guess you'll call it, on iTunes or whatever. Or YouTube. Apparently someone listens on YouTube. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, I saw the comment.
Yeah. Pretty cool. One guy listens on YouTube. Yeah. Good for him. That's commitment. But yeah, so it's that font with the Soul Leaf, our logo following it, and it's printed on gray champion Heather t-shirt, and it's in 3M, which I think is a very cool detail because we're sneakerheads, and that's just kind of a thing that we like. So $40 is what they're going to cost.
How much?
$40. By the way, cash only all day that day.
Cash please. Money.
For anybody.
Sorry, guys.
For any of the
we ain't
vendors.
Got no Square.
Actually, I think Parler may be able to take something else, but you have to ask him.
Okay.
But yeah, Alvin, what do you want to talk about?
Damn, there's too many good pieces.
Yeah,
I'll talk about the shorts, though.
Ooh. We haven't even announced them yet. I feel like it's like a dirty secret right now.
Ooh. So right now I'm gonna talk about the shorts, man. So the black champion basketball shorts, they have they feature the champion logo, a really small C on the left leg panel of the short, and right above it you will see a Soul Leaf patch.
So sick.
So crazy.
And it was positioned in a way that it works.
It like faces forward.
Yeah.
But it's above C.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It's like, it's perfect in my opinion.
Yeah, man.
My favorite piece, I would wear them every day if I could. but I can't wear those to work, unfortunately. And yeah, honestly, it's dope. Those will cost $40. 40. And that's it.
They're cool.
They are, man.
Like, those shorts are...
They're comfy.
I think they're the best piece.
Mad comfy.
And they are comfy. They're and comfy. I think they're the best piece this year. I think they're
my favorite
piece. As much as people are flipping out about another piece that we'll get to, I think those shorts are going to fly.
Yes.
Like, the quality even, like, we were, like, gushing over it because it's not so just... Oh, my goodness. It's not just a patch or it's not just an iron-on or anything. It's a separate piece that we, like, commissioned out of China, I think. Mm-hmm. And that was created. And then it was heat-pressed on.
And
then, it was stitched on the outline. So if you look underneath on the inside, it's hand-stitched onto... we're hand-stitched Bandulu. What up?
Bandulu.
On the inside, you can see the outline of the leaf because it's so precisely stitched.
It's cool, like, man.
Yeah, man.
Really good quality. So good.
Really happy about
man.
Those shorts.
So good.
So good.
They're probably
so
cheaper than any other champion shorts you'll find on the market. Just saying.
That's fact.
Yeah. Better logo on it.
The best logo
Facts.
On it.
Facts.
Holla.
Joel, what do you want to speak about?
So let's speak about the one hat
that hat
that people are like blowing up all of our DMs about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a dope piece. I'm talking about the Raptors CGS hat.
Champion.
A champion hat with the gold Larry OB new era stamp on the side. But yeah, it's like the it's our black cap with the purple sole leaf with a red outline, and it just pops. Like the red pops, like
perfect colors.
Anywhere you look, any angle you look, the red just pops. It's got red stitching, kind of got so on the back arc, mm-hmm. right above the snaps. Yeah. So that just pops as well. Very extremely limited.
The most limited of anything this weekend.
Very, very limited. If you guys are in line right now, listening to this, you guys are going to scoop it up. You guys better be at the front because.
Don't resell it.
Yeah, please don't, man. Don't.
Or don't let us see you resell it.
Yeah, please. Man.
But honestly, maybe let us see a little bit because that's kind of cool. But don't do it.
Don't
but
do
if
it,
you
don't.
Do it, then it's kind of cool too.
Yeah. Either
like,
way,
it's like,
cool.
Don't charge someone an extra $100.
Not that much.
No.
Like $5, $10.
But
like
if they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to make $100. Then do it.
Just kind of do it.
Then we're going to sell the rest for $100.
Yeah. But we're going to be selling it for like $40. $40.
$40.
So yeah, man.
That thing when we posted it $40. Broke the Instagram.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
My phone blew up. I know your guys' phones blew up.
Yeah,
like, people were just yeah.
It was great. Man.
Can you hold it? Can you hold it? No. Can't. No back doors
cannot,
for you.
Cannot.
Unfortunately.
Yo, my mama wants one, dog. My mama wants. Yo, I can't even get my mama one.
So I know,
yeah, for real.
I can't even help your mama. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta show out for people who are gonna show up for us, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
Anyone who's showing up has to be well taken care of.
Yeah.
So it's tough to put stuff Facts. Aside, especially when it's, like we said, the most limited piece that we're producing.
Facts.
I'll stay on the hats.
Okay.
I'm gonna do, I think it's a sleeper in my personal opinion.
I think so too.
The shoe haul snapback. So it's a black, mainly black cap. With orange, perfect orange, and white outline, sole leaf on the front, and then a killer patch on the side that says Shoe Haul in our graphic with the underline and everything. Like, so good. The orange and the white pops like crazy.
Yeah.
So good. Like, when I said creamsicle vibes, I meant creamsicle vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, oh, so good. I love how it looks. It pops so well. I'm really excited for it. $40 for that snap as well. And yeah, don't sleep on that one, because that seems like something that people would prioritize the Raptor one, because it's a limited one. It's the cool trendy thing right now is the Raptors.
Yeah.
But don't sleep on that white and orange, man.
No,
because
man.
That is killer. Yeah. Alvin,
I mean, all y'all caps are dope and anything, but ain't nothing better than the OG, you know what I'm saying?
OG.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh gee.
So we're coming back with the black cap with the red with white outline. Soul Leaf. It's the OG one.
Yeah, man.
Everyone should have it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, if your mom wants that one, buy it for her.
Correct.
She needs it.
My Along mom actually your, has one. So
yeah,
man.
My parents got them too. So like everybody has to have it. Just goes with
Everything.
People
wear it as their daily. Like I see a lot of people's feeds.
Yeah.
And that's their daily cap.
Yeah. Shout out to Kellen, aka Chef Kreese.
Yes.
Yeah,
I always see that guy rocking a CGS hat. So
yeah.
That's what's up.
Crazy. Mm. But yeah, that one's dope, man. Like I know it's not gonna sell out.
It's not supposed to sell out, really. That's one of those things that I like that we always or most of the time have available.
True.
If people need it.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have that again for all those who missed out on the first two drops.
Yeah.
This I think it's been more than two. This is like at least the fourth or fifth time.
And they still ask about it, too.
Right? The fourth or fifth time we've done this cap.
If you missed out, come through,
scoop.
Say what up, and then scoop it. If not, that's cool, too. Just say what up.
Say what up.
And that one is kind of steep. It's at a $40 price range.
We're sensing a theme here.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything is around
40.
Yeah.
40.
40.
Joel, what's next?
All right. So I'm going to get into tees now.
Don't tease me.
Yo. So just like the shirt that you got on,
just like mine,
we'll be dropping a black one,
sort of just like mine.
Yeah, and you probably seen, you know, the supermodel. I'll explain later.
Yes,
flossing it with that cute ass smile that he's got, looking up at, like, you know, like at a true size.
He was looking at me.
But yeah, that's dropping as well. The writing on it, the true to size writing, is not 3M, for those that have been hitting me up and asking me.
Just white.
It's just white. It's white. But still, you got a cop.
It doesn't need to be 3M because it pops enough. Yeah. It's exactly. White. It's white on black, man.
Exactly. And it's got, you know, follows up with our soul leaf as well. But yeah, that'll be going for another whopping $40.
Damn.
40, 40, 40, 40.
We should call this 40 haul or something.
And if you want a picture with Alex, it's $5.
Yo!
Actually, Alex is going to pay you the $5, yeah. Just to clarify. Alex will pay you $5 if you take a picture with him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be working the door for us, if that's correct.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, we'll figure out jobs.
You'll see him.
We'll figure it out. He'll be around. He'll be around. We'll make sure he's wearing a true to size shirt.
Yeah. With that smile.
That's his only job is smile that day.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, he is taken though.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
By my younger sister. Shout out to Elisa Joyce.
Super taken.
If you try a ting though, you know it's a beef ting, so don't do nothing.
It's the wrong place to try a ting.
Wrong place. Real talk.
No. It's a fam ting.
And wrong time.
Facts.
So that's cute. You guys had some nice little choices there. But I have something very cool. Something that I didn't even think was gonna show up in time.
Oh.
We weren't sure it was going to make it. So this picture is probably going to be posted on Friday because it still honestly might not make it.
Saturday morning.
It's very last minute. So if you're listening to this and we don't have it, sorry. But if you're listening to this and we do have it, just know it was cut very close.
Yes.
Speaking of staple hats, the Yankee cap. All navy with some white accents and a gray underbrim has returned in dad cap form, my friends. Dad cap form. That is correct, my friends.
Give me that.
A Yankee soul leaf dad cap.
With gray underbrim?
I believe so. Like I said, we might not even get them. So I'm not going to be greedy if there's no gray underbrim.
I am. That's what we asked for.
But
still love you, though.
Love. Thank you, New Era, for everything. Like, holy shit. You guys are the best. But yeah, last year the dad cap was by far the most popular piece
that's
we had.
Sold out.
Yeah, man.
Like, nuts.
Like ASAP Rocky.
Like, so fast.
Super fast.
So I would expect the same thing this year if it does end up showing up. If not, I'll have to cut this out of the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, Yankee, all navy upper, navy soul leaf with white trim. It's going to be super clean. Like, I'm really excited for that one because I wear my CGS dad cap all the freaking time.
Yeah.
They're so soft.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a weird thing to say about a dad hat, but it's really soft.
Super soft.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
And those will retail at $35.
Whoa.
Look at that. Discounts.
KD.
Discount.
Fam. Old KD. Isn't he number 7? Is it 7 now?
Yeah, it went to 7 now.
Old KD. Vintage KD. OKC. Vintage KD. OKC KD.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Okay, see you later. Alvin, what's up next? We got some stuff. Oh, we got a lot of stuff. We're still going around.
What to pick? Yeah, I would probably go with that for sure. It is the talk about another prized possession that you guys are gonna have.
Yes.
Available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It is another champion t-shirt in the colorway of safety orange. And it's got the white soul leaf.
White.
Embroidered on the front. Middle of your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right where your heart is.
Oh, yeah. Right where your heart is. Because that's where you guys belong to us. In our hearts.
Right in the center of your chest.
Yep. So... Yeah, honestly, man, that orange too. It's just like, damn, like it pops. It's perfect.
It's a Nike box orange.
Yeah, like, I was about to say, it's Nike box. So
nice.
It's a Nike X Canada Soul X Champion.
Unofficially.
Collabo.
Collabo. Just the colorway, though.
Nothing else.
There's no swoosh
except
on
for
it.
That, yeah. No. We don't need that. You already know, so we don't have to do that.
Yeah, because we also have the outsole of the Jordan 1 on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But.
Low key.
It's a really dope shirt. You can literally see it from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cool that Kai is laughing.
Yeah, she likes it.
She likes it. She loves it.
And this one is also going to be $40.
Wow.
Woo.
Damn. Pretty good.
I would say so.
Yeah. I like that tee, man. The white leaf.
Super clean. It pops, man.
Like crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Super summer vibes. I'm glad that the event is a little bit earlier this year, so there's actually some summer left.
Yes.
To wear the stuff.
Super dope.
Joel, there's a couple things left.
I don't know. Did we talk about, like, with every true to size purchase?
We didn't mention that.
What happens, cuz?
We get, or you get.
We also get.
We also get a friend of the show button.
We did forget to mention that. Jeez. Those are cool. I like those, man. Very cool.
Well, yeah, man. So you guys get a button for every purchase of the black or heather gray true to size tees. Because you guys are a friend of the show.
Yeah. If you're buying that shirt, you're definitely a friend of the show. So you deserve a button. So everybody knows it.
But what else are we dropping? We're dropping the hoodies again. Restock.
Restock, restock.
Restock, restock. So yeah, we're going to be dropping the heather gray hoodies with the red soul leaf in the chest.
Mm.
As well as the black champion hoodies with the red soul leaf in the back, in the back, in the front, in the chest.
Mm.
So those will be going for $70. Great quality hoodie.
Love it.
It's so, so comfortable, so soft.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love it. You guys got to scoop it up. People have been hitting me up about those
too. Yeah, I'm surprised because I just thought.
It's hot, dog.
Yeah, man.
I honestly thought that people wouldn't care that much because once it's a restock, it's not that. And it's summer, man.
It's hot,
man. It's been like 900 degrees.
I've been sweating wearing like jerseys and tank
exactly.
tops, bro. Like,
I was sweating in the friggin' champion shorts, let alone the friggin' hoodie.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, which color was more popular in that? Because I was always black, a fan of the gray. But I think that, black.
The black sold out quick.
Yeah. Black is the go to for a lot of people.
It's very slimming.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Very true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should hop on that. what's left?
What is left?
Just some accessories, I think, is all that we have to cover. Yeah. So we are restocking for the second year in a row. Last year we introduced it. This year we will restock them. Mm. The soul leaf enamel pins, which also did extremely well last year.
Yeah,
like in terms of quantity sold, by far was the most heavily purchased thing last year.
Yep. Pins.
We sold a brick of those pins.
Yeah.
It's about maybe a half inch just of our soul leaf on an enamel pin with the red and the silver outline.
Yeah.
Super clean. Throw it on one of the hats you're buying. Throw it on your backpack.
Set.
Yeah, man. And then stickers.
Yeah.
We introduced two new designs in the stickers. So similar to last year, you can buy a 3-pack, but this year the 3-pack will come with three different stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be the soul leaf, just our regular leaf, white and red, and then the Canada flag, which I think is my personal favorite of the three.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
Just a Canada flag, but the leaf in the middle is replaced with our leaf. Because we are Canada.
Yeah.
And then the box logo.
Yeah.
It's a red box logo in the Supreme font because we're super original like that.
Woo-hoo.
But it's clean, man.
Obviously.
It's a good size. Like it's kind of small, so it's kind of subtle. You can fit it on your laptop really well. I like that one too.
Yeah.
Shit. That's super a good clean. Deal.
Yeah.
It's a very good. Man.
How much are the pins?
$10. Sorry. Mm. Forgot to mention that. Yeah, so why don't we go through the run of show really quick? Alvin is going to take you through the merchandise pop-up, start to finish how it's going to run. Joel is going to take you through the panel. So, Alvin, go ahead.
So, doors will open at 11 a.m. And it is located at 552 Queen Street West in Tarana, right above Exclusity, which, you know, you guys should drop by Exclusity as well.
While you're there.
They got some deals going on right now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? 11 to 4 pop up. We'll have Churnt Up serving some ice cream, some crazy flavors.
I can't wait to see what they
bring. That good, you know, It's probably going to be hot that day, so bring some cash.
I checked the weather.
For Trent Up.
Yeah. Did you guys check the weather?
No, what is it?
Yeah. It's looking nice.
Yeah, man.
Like 27-ish.
Ooh, it's going to be hot.
Sunny.
Y'all are going to need that ice cream.
You're going to need... Mm-hmm. The ice cream is going to do very well that day.
Yeah.
Mostly facts. From us.
Yeah.
But that's fine, too.
Yeah.
That's breakfast.
I'm about it.
Ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that day.
Two scoops.
Two scoops all day. Two for seven.
So
that's the deal.
No, two for six.
Sorry.
Or one for $3.50.
There you go.
So you should buy two.
Do yourself a favor.
It only makes sense.
Worth it.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not buying two,
you're stupid. You're, honestly.
Quit playing yourself.
If I see anyone with one scoop, I'm slapping it out of your hand.
Yeah.
So you have
I'm just going to buy another one.
So you have to buy another one.
Send you back.
Yeah.
To buy two.
For real.
We won't do that. I'm just joking.
I will.
No, he won't.
Watch me.
He won't.
It's going to be a long day. I'm going to be pretty irritated by the end of it, I think. So don't put it past me.
Give me that damn ice cream.
We will also have Parlor 23 setting up and selling some merch.
Good friends.
As well. As you guys know, we'll have our merch there.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then we'll also have a display for the MGDX Jeff Staple goodies that Exclusivity has. And yeah, man, so you can buy anything in between that time. And then there's also a very, very special fun. I said fun.
Sounds fun, guy.
Fun activity that you could do if you have a child. Our good friend, very good friend of the show. Mm-hmm. We can't even give him a good friend button because he's more than that to us.
Yeah.
You guys are too, but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Net Magnetism is bringing his Kick Bricks out. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, it'll be available for purchase. But if you have a child, bring them in. Mm-hmm. And if they can build that Kick Brick at Shoe Hall from 11 to 4, you take that home.
Four?
$3.99.
$3.99?
Mm-hmm. Super cool, man.
$3.99.
Yeah, yo. Like,
same as last year, but like,
come on,
it
man.
It was cool last year and it's cool this year, to be honest.
What? And like, he has more models of them.
More.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm doing got, like, what I can
how many
to
dunks?
Make a child.
Seriously.
Yo,
Kaya's going to build
Saturday.
All of them.
Kaya's building Bread 1, a Royal like, 1.
All of them, bro.
She's building all of them. And if she doesn't, she's going to be grounded.
You got to build 8.
Yeah, you got 8 styles, man. And it's just
and
like
4 hours. It's half an hour per style. Let's go.
Soft.
Do it. Let's go.
Crank them out.
Soft. But yeah, that'll be there. And he's going to have some cool stuff on display too. You'll see. I'm not going to give it away. It's just very dope. And that's it, man. Oh. You want to talk about that now?
Yeah. Do it, man.
True. So I forgot one thing. I apologize. We also have a raffle going on. The ticket prices are
3 for $5.
And
what makes sense? I don't even know. 2 for $5 and 5 for $10. Does that make sense?
No, because they're not saving
3
anyone.
For five, 5 for $10. Does that make sense? No.
3 for
I don't even know. Shit, we probably should have thought of this.
Three for five. 8 for $10.
3 for $5, 6 for $10.
That makes no sense. Because they sold
2 for $5 and 5 for $10. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. $2.50 and then $2.
Yeah.
You're saving 50 cents.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
1 for $5 and 5 for $10.
2 for $5, 5 for $10.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. 2 for $5, 5 for $10.
3 for $1. $3 for one and 5 for $10.
I don't want any change, so no.
Nobody wants change.
Okay, 2 for $5 and 5 for $10.
No toonies or loonies accepted that day.
It is $2 for $5 or 5 tickets for $10.
Okay, we figured it out.
two for five.
So
I thought about this before. It just didn't make sense in my head when I said it.
No. Because, yeah, no.
I think I said 3 for $5 and 5 for $10.
For $5.
That didn't make sense.
1 for $5, 2 for $10.
That also doesn't make sense. Yeah, I don't know. 5 for $5 and 5 for $10.
True. We'll have some dope prizes available. So we're throwing in a prize pack. Canada Soul's throwing in a prize pack.
Yeah, we will. We'll probably throw some exclusive shit in there too. Whoop, damn.
Whoop. Yeah. Net Magnetism is throwing a prize pack. Parlor 23 throwing in a prize pack. Our good friends over at Nike throwing us some for a prize. Our amazing good friends at over at NB Canada, New Balance Canada. Really good prize. And of course, because they're extra generous, our amazing friends over at Exclusivity will also have a prize pack for you guys.
What is that, 6 prizes?
Jeez.
Yeah.
I lost count.
All of them are pretty equal in amazingness, to be honest.
Maybe not value, but amazingness, yes.
Yeah. Maybe not value, but amazingness for sure.
Yeah, amazingness. I mean,
yeah. It's going to be some dope stuff, man. So definitely come out, support. It's going towards the kickback.
All the money, not proceeds.
No,
not
like all
after
the money.
We break even.
Yeah,
all the money.
All the money. So
all donated.
All your $5 bills, all your $10 bills that go towards the raffle are all going towards the kickback and co. If you guys don't know what that is, look it up on Instagram. Look it up on Google. They're an organization that works with youth, and kind of like connects them through their love of sneakers. So they're using the power of sneakers to, you know, help guide these kids and steer them towards the right direction, which is dope.
Yeah.
So,
man.
About that life.
I agree. There is one thing actually that I think everyone forgot until right now. The first 10 people in line that day.
Oh.
Same as last year. We'll have a shot at a mystery bag full of free goodies. Ooh. I think it's safe to say the value of each bag is well above $100. We've got stuff from OG Squad Clothing in there.
Yeah.
We've got stuff from Jason Mark in there.
Yeah.
Got stuff from New Era Canada in there. Not necessarily our stuff, but stuff from New Era Canada in there.
Yeah.
Probably some stuff from Rastaclot in there. We got to have some good stuff in those mystery bags. So first 10, if you want to make sure you get what you want, you should probably be top 10 anyways.
Top 10.
But definitely come out early if you're trying to secure one of those mystery bags.
Yeah.
And I think we'll pull the raffle just before the panel.
Yeah.
Like maybe 3:45-ish. We'll, once we get the mic
say
set
even
up.
Like 3:30.
Once we get the mic set up, I think we can run it real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the panel, Joel.
Yo.
What's going on from 4 to 5, buddy?
So from 4 to 5, we'll be shutting down shop. We'll be setting it up. We got a sneaker spectrum panel going on. You're going to get the 3 degrees, I guess. The 3 spectrum, 3 phases of the spectrum of the sneaker culture community. You'll be getting the resale aspect of it. You'll be getting the retail aspect of it. And you'll be getting the culture side aspect of it.
That's us.
That is us. Retail will be obviously Trent Out Loud will be doing his thing. Retail, yeah, is Trent. Resale.
There you are.
Resale will be NetMag. Tom will be taking care of that. So that'll be from 4 to 5. Big Philly, Sole Purpose will be doing the I guess the hosting of it.
Yeah, hosting, yeah. Moderating, whatever.
Moderating, he'll be doing that. So he'll be running that. You know, so sit down, relax. You know, slap your ice cream on. Yeah. Get your ice cream on.
Get some ass cream.
Yeah.
slap that ass cream on, and let's get it going.
Let's do it. But yeah, man. So that's from 4 to 5. We'll be chopping it up that way.
And then from 7 to 10, we have the invite-only after party, which we've been setting up. And honestly, if you're listening to this by now, you already know. But some of those mystery bags will also contain invites to the after party. So good luck. Show up early, man.
Yeah, man.
Might be your lucky day. Mm-hmm. But yes, the after party sponsored by our good friends at MGD Canada, Miller Genuine Draft Canada, and Exclusivity.
Jeez.
We're taking place from 7 to 10 p.m. And yeah, it should just be good times. It's called the CGS Sneaker Social. I don't want to call it a party per se. We'll call it a sneaker social.
It'll be social.
Yes,
social.
It's good to come out, unwind, have a couple drinks,
chill,
chop it up. Yeah, yeah, it should be really, really fun. I'm excited for that. It'll be a nice way to wind down after a busy day.
Yeah,
and see familiar
everybody.
Faces. Yeah, and in a less fast-paced environment.
Yeah,
for
it'd
sure.
Be chill.
Yeah,
we got DJ Rizzy, yes. On the ones and twos.
Yeah, man.
Spinning.
I was listening to one of his mixtapes.
It's good.
He knows what he's doing.
He's got a little thing going on there.
He knows what he's doing. Nice. So yeah, man, we'll see. We'll get him to play some good stuff so everyone can just have a good time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Nothing too turned. Maybe. we'll see the vibe.
We'll see what happens. Yeah,
you never know, right? It's supposed to be 7 to 10, but I think that 10 might be 10-ish, depending on Trent's feelings.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be a good night. Should be a good day. Mm-hmm. Really quick, what's your guys' favorite piece of merch if you had to pick one?
Ooh.
Go.
Shorts.
Hands down. You went with shorts. I was going to say shorts, but I'll say the Raptor hat.
Ooh. I was going to say shorts as well, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do Shoe Hall snapback. Ooh, because that thing, dope. That orange super is super clean.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. If you're listening to us and you're waiting in line, like we said, one high five, one low five, but pull away the low five when you see us.
Yeah, pull out.
Make sure you pull out. Pull out game has to be strong if you're coming to Shoe Hall.
We're pretty fast.
Unless you have a kid and if your pull out game isn't that strong, then that means that your kid is going to make you a kick brick.
Yeah.
So either way, it's going to be a good day.
You're winning.
You're winning both ways. Really quick, I do also want to add, because we did forget, that Mini Cakes by V is also going to be dishing out some snackums for everybody who comes through while supplies last. I think it'll end up just being, if you make a purchase, it's like a cake pop or like a Rice Krispies treat.
Jeez. I don't know. Y'all better come purchase.
You better come early, man. Because that ice cream and that cake pop combo sounds pretty damn good. She's also going to be whipping up a sneaker cake for the day. So I think that we ended up going with the bread Air Jordan 1.
Nice.
And we'll probably end up displaying it with a bread Air Jordan 1.
Whoa.
So that'll be cool. Come take a snap of that. She's very, very talented, and it's very cool to see it in person. Mm-hmm. That's some cake boss shit right there.
Yo.
But unless there's anything you guys would like to add, I think we'll wrap it up. I'm honestly so excited. Like, stoked, it's kind of like counting down to Christmas, man. It's like two more sleeps. Like, it's going to be a wild ride. Last year was so fun.
Yeah.
I'm still living off that high from last year. And this year is just going to be absolutely massive.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see everybody there. Mm-hmm. Thank you in advance to everybody who shows up.
For real.
We can't wait to see you guys.
Like, shout out to everybody who's not in the province and is like,
yeah, for real.
Yo, I know, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to anyone who can't make it and just keep sending us positive vibes and asking for shit. Even though we're saying no to you.
Thank you. That means a lot for you. It means a lot.
Yeah. It means a lot that you're asking about it and for it because damn, man, like, that means the stuff is not bad looking, right?
Yeah, man.
And anything that isn't sold at Shoe Hall, mm-hmm. we will post that up for you guys so you can purchase it.
Yes, it will be posted online. We have a lot of shit. Yeah. If we sell out of everything, I'll be incredibly, first of all,
I'll be grateful as
happy,
fuck.
Grateful, but also surprised.
Yeah.
Because we have at least quadrupled the stock we had at Shoe Hall, one haul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're planning some things for fall. So,
man.
If you miss out on this stuff, don't worry about it.
There's always next season.
Yeah.
And with that, we'd like to thank everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a Facebook forum that we like to use to sell stuff, connect with you guys. That is CGS Talk. It is facebook.com/groups/CGS Talk. Request to join. We will accept ASAP. We also have a website we use for reviews, stories, recaps, and much, 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 much more. That can be found at canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions for any of our segments, including the Soul Poll, Sneakerheading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. And obviously, do not forget to use the hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram when you post a pair of your sneakers for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 71 whole episodes. We appreciate all of you. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We've been CGS. We will see you at Shoe Hall. Peace.
Dope.
One up, one down. Pull the bottom away.